Welcome to the Fit Identity Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Karpenko. Inside this show, we talk about thinking, eating, and moving, how those three pillars can help you when you combine them together effectively in living a healthy life, the life that you want, the one that you have inside of your head that you want to have in real life. This week's show, we're going to talk about the 2024 Health and Fitness Awards, the Mike Awards, you'll have you. The things that I saw in 2024 that deserve an award, whether it's good or bad, that you can decide whether or not you want to use as tools in your 2025 journey in your fitness and your health. All right, let's just jump right in. The top nutrition tip of 2024. Eat more protein. That's what everybody was talking about. Whether you were vegan, paleo, keto, portion control, living life just however you needed to do it, it was, does that have protein? So the counting of your protein turned into the number one nutrition tip. I do believe that in 2025, what you're going to see is protein aware rather than counting proteins, you know, 0.7 grams or 1.1 grams, 1 gram per protein per body weight, all of that. Okay. You're going to become protein aware in 2025, but without a doubt, the top nutrition tip of 2024 goes to eat more protein. Okay. The top platform for personal training, elevated platform. Before we get into some other ones that are not, it's going to go to a platform called Future. Future was a, or is a platform that is a little bit more on the expensive side. Let's just put that out there right away. $199 a month. You get paired up and you get to choose the coach that you want. They work with you. They get to switch out exercises. They get to work specifically on your goals. You're getting more of a personal training environment. But at $199, you should. Because most other platforms are somewhere around the $30 range. But this particular platform, high quality. I did like it. I was impressed with Future. And I think that they do have a future in the training space if you're looking for more of a personal training. And also, if you are paying a personal trainer or you have thought about getting a personal trainer, you're looking at a budget of $50 to $250 per session. So basically, you're looking at anywhere from, I don't know, 3-4 sessions to one session a month if you go with Future. So Future is the personal training app of the year in 2024. The top platform for programs of training style goes to Ladder. I think that Ladder did an exceptional job of putting together training programs for the masses that you were able to use with video. I think they did a great job with periodization, progressive overload. I think that they put a lot of training and credibility into their app, their trainers, and their programming. And I think that if you're looking for something that is elevated, you're going to be able to find it more than likely on Ladder. They do a nice job of pairing you up with the program that you would want for your needs based on your abilities. It's a good app overall at $30. I think that Ladder came in and won. Also, I think they did a really good job of poking at Peloton for, you know, what was going on between the two of them. You guys can look that up, Google it, but there is a situation where it appears allegedly that Peloton may or may not have been watching Ladder or liked what Ladder did and then may have done something very similar. So I will say that Ladder, impressed with you guys in 2024. Keep doing the job that you're doing. Look to evolve, but you win my award for mass-produced training programs for people. Top supplement. Pretty simple, easy one. It came out of nowhere, but everyone started using it, and it was very effective. Lots of health experts were talking about it on the daily. Nobody even heard the word before, but berberine. Berberine was your, is, or was your 2024 top health and fitness supplement to take? It had to do with regulating blood sugar. It dealt with dealing with cholesterol levels. It dealt with overall health and weight loss. Berberine was the newcomer that came out of nowhere that everybody was talking about. So if you need any hints of which berberine to take, hit me up. I'd be happy to tell you. I'm not doing this as a way of affiliates or trying to make any money off of this podcast or this YouTube. None of that. I'm merely giving the awards out so that you guys can make a decision. If you want help in any type of selection, please reach out to me. I'd be more than happy. I want to have a DM conversation with you so that I help you specifically. All right, the next award, the big brother, the big sister to an over-the-counter supplement, is one that's not over-the-counter, right? The one that you need to go and you need to seek a licensed professional to be able to get it for you in general, although you could get it without a licensed professional. I think that may be one of the cons of this particular award. But the top script goes to the GLP-1s. The GLP-1s are something that the Hollywoods have been using and no one's known about it, but they've been using it in silence. They came on. They originally were used to regulate insulin and for obese people that were really struggling with their weight that needed to get it down, hence why they work. They most definitely work for most people. I've only heard of a few instances that they don't. That is the upside. They work. The downside, they're expensive. They also can create, you know, some vomiting and some headaches. They can also create misuse and overprescribing. I think that those would be the downsides of the GLP-1. I don't believe people are using them effectively. But no, needless to say, as far as the top, not over-the-counter supplement in health is going to go to the GLP-1s, which is the semaglutides, the Wegovys, those types of things. Top program. Don't take this wrong, but it was mine. I loved Optimize. It was an athletic-based advanced program for me, and I got the most out of it. It was incredible. Like, I took so much time in writing this right after I had written Frequency and Frequency Express and some other programs that I do have. But Optimize, to me, was just an incredible athletic movement-based program with insanely great warm-ups. Like, that's one of the things I'm completely proud of. And everybody that ended up getting involved in it was like, wow, wow, this was just a whole different thing for me to do. So if you want to know more about that, again, reach out to me. I'll let you guys know how to get that. Top trackers, right? What is the award for the top tracker of the year? That could go either way, okay? I think that you've got a Fitbit 6, which is an incredible piece, right? Like, I think, and then your other one, when I looked at it, was the Apple Watch 10. And when I decided which one won, it came down, simply put, to whether or not you could use it on both Android and on Apple, at which means the Fitbit 6 wins. I think that the Fitbit 6 outdoes Apple only for that reason. I do believe that Apple's watch is pretty good, but I think the Fitbit 6 and what it offers and how what it monitors as far as overall health, I do believe I saw that it monitored blood sugar or something having to do with blood sugar, but it's a pretty extensive monitorization for a decent cost. I mean, in order to get involved in the Apple Watch, you know, you're spending a little bit of money and you're glued to Apple. So both have different, you know, pros and cons, but I think that if I had to choose a tracker that was affordable and did everything, and I do believe that when it comes to fitness, right, not the overall function and being able to receive emails and, you know, everything else, I believe that the Fitbit 6 is the winner of the 2024 fitness tracker. I went back and forth on sleep trackers, right? I had a Whoop. I had a lot of friends who also had the Oura Ring. And, you know, I think the Oura Ring software is better. I like the Whoop, but let me just say this. I think that those trackers are kind of like zip code. You know, they're not really highly accurate. This is my gut feeling, and with the research that I've done, I don't believe that they are highly accurate. I think that they give you an idea of where you're at and an idea on what you need to work on. So therefore, I didn't rely on them, and I really didn't want to make an award for it. But if I had to make an award based on sleep and only sleep alone, it goes to the Oura Ring. So that's what I would do if I was monitoring my sleep. However, sidebar, possible award if I really wanted to monitor my sleep, I think 8 Sleep. That mattress gets the sleep, not the mattress, but even the pod that goes over the top of the mattress. I do believe that is the top sleeping tracker and the top, I don't want to say biohack. I think it's the sleep tool. I think it's one of the top sleep tools that you can get besides a sleep apnea machine, right? Like, so if you have a sleep apnea, but I do believe that 8 Sleep. So 8 Sleep, if you want to sponsor me, please reach out because your products are super expensive. But I do love your stuff. It's unbelievable. And I think it's probably one for the last 2-3 years. So 8 Sleep, reach out to me. Let's do a deal. Follow along fitness programs. Follow along. 2024 follow along program, just online, that has everything, right? The follow along platform, just give it to Peloton. I think that they do the best. I think that they've got it all. I like their leaderboards. I like the competition. I like the variety. I like that they're doing better, that they're doing more, even though they copied Ladder and some things allegedly. But follow along fitness programs that has the most amount of stuff. I'm going to go with Peloton, that they deserve that award. The top equipment in fitness to be used, top equipment, I think goes to dumbbells. Dumbbells were the top piece of equipment there was no gender that was involved. They were male and female friendly. They were really easy to use. They were home. They were gym. They had many different sizes and weights. It was incredible. It allowed you to use single arm, you know, dumbbells won hands down. And I'm not sure if you could ever beat dumbbells unless you wanted to get into some more specificity. And then I might even go into a kettlebell. But if I was stranded on an island, I'd want a dumbbell. I think, or maybe a kettlebell, I don't know, but the top piece of fitness equipment for 2024, dumbbell. Okay. The top exercise of 2024, like what was the number one exercise that everyone was doing that took the storm, that took the industry by storm, and that no matter if you were an elite athlete or if you were a beginner, it was walking. Steps won the game in 2024. That award goes to you, walkers, everyone tracking steps. On average, 8,000 in a day tended to be the baseline, the standard. 10,000 is no longer that standard, but it's a good number to hit. I knew people that were getting 20, 22,000 in a day. But if you're out there and you want to win your own personal walking award, then I would aim for 8,000 steps bare minimum that you are getting in all over the place. So shoot for that, but walking won that, which can then go right into the in-home fitness equipment of the year, right? What would that top piece of equipment be? That is going to be the walking pad. The walking pad is the top in-home fitness piece of equipment. People were on Zoom. People were taking calls. People were walking in their homes. The weather didn't make a difference. People were sitting, instead of sitting and working, people were walking on their pads. So the walking pad, I don't have one that I prefer, but if you reach out to me, I can probably find one that would be really good because I know people who are heavily involved into a walking pad. I should be like walking right now. So here. It is the walking pad. This is basically what it would look like. Is we would be walking. So the walking pad was the number one home fitness equipment. Let's see. Here we go. What is the top, since you guys all love nutrition, what is the top follow-along nutrition plan? What was the number one that I feel outdid everybody else? And I know a lot of plans, and I know a lot of people like to put out a fitness plan, right, for our nutrition plan for you to follow. The number one, to me, without a doubt, and he easily could have won in years past, is the Dolce diet. Living lean or 3 weeks to shredded, depending on what your goals were. Living lean is a lifestyle of living, and 3 weeks to shredded is obviously a cut down for you to lose weight for whatever reason that you want. Mike Dolce is the head nutritionist over there. He is a friend of mine. He's big in the MMA world. He worked with fighters to cut diets. He is very hard on honesty up front, being fair, a no BS attitude. He's taken on some of the internet gurus, the experts, and he does not share some of their thoughts, but he shares others, right? Like, I think that that's what's going to happen across nutrition. But in general, if I had to pick one that I thought was fair, that got you to eat healthy, to be able to maintain and develop really good eating patterns, and somebody who represents and walks the walk, walks the talk, Mike Dolce, Living Lean. He just launched an app, and he's got a whole entire platform, and I would definitely look into it. I've never seen anyone not get results with any of Mike Dolce's nutrition programs. By far, wins. The top 2024 free workouts. What would those be? This woman came on by storm. She's fit. She is not of the United States, but Caroline Gervon. Caroline Gervon came on and crushed 2024 for a lot of women at home, a lot of moms. I'm sure a bunch of guys did her workouts too. She's good at what she does. She has an incredible online presence. I believe it's 3 or 4 million people. Her workouts are simple. She doesn't really talk during them. And then she also has an entire app that she does. I'm not sure, but off the top of my head, I feel like she may have sold the program, sold the platform. And maybe somebody else runs it now, like a venture capitalist company or something. But Caroline Gervon, you win, girl. From a guy in Southern California, your YouTube, your free workouts are far above everybody else's. And I would say that in a way because there's so many people using him, so many people talking about him, and it's an impressive. So congratulations to you, Caroline. You crushed you're giving away free workouts. And I think, you know, that's part of the business, right? Top men's workouts. And top men's knowledgeable place. And I wouldn't say knowledge. Top men's workouts. Let's just go there. Top men's workouts, YouTube. And a place where you can get some knowledge. Athlete X. I think Jeff Cavallari is an incredible trainer. He's a trainer's trainer. Little chip on his shoulder. But when you're that good, you know, I think it's important to know that you're that good and not budge and not be influenced. And Jeff is not easily influenced. And he has an incredible following of almost 5 million people. Everybody who's anybody in the YouTube space and or who has followed and looked for some type of advice, Jeff has over-delivered in so many different areas year after year after year. He's got a background in training with professional sports guys, specifically with the New York Mets. He's also trained with some other professional athletes. He is, I do believe he's got a doctorate in physical therapy or a master's in physical therapy. He is very well understood in biomechanics, the anatomy, kinesiology, and building fitness programs. So Jeff, congratulations to you as 2024's YouTuber of the year as far as health and fitness. I think that he is the bomb. Next up, top science-based fitness info that is out there as far as you know, men and workouts, even women, I think you could get them too. If you know him, you're not surprised. Jeff Nippard. Jeff Nippard is one of the most educational, smart, communicative, and science-based trainers that is on the internet. Hands down. I do believe that he has, you know, 3 million people that follow him as well. But if you're looking for knowledge and knowledge that you can apply, knowledge that you want to be able to understand so that you can apply it and you can learn from it, Jeff Nippard is the guy. Don't go in there thinking it's going to be some sort of light situation. He may intimidate you, but he's definitely going to teach you, and you're going to learn a lot from Jeff. It was very impressive what he did over this year and how he put out more content in the YouTube space, because obviously content is becoming this king, but the top science-based YouTube or fitness content goes to Jeff Nippard. Man, congratulations to you. Keep putting out great stuff. I appreciate a follow. I subscribe. I am your guy. Favorite trainer of the year. Let's talk it. You know, in this world of what was my favorite trainer of the year? Well, in order for me to pick this, it had to be somebody that I respected. It had to be somebody that was credible. It had to be somebody who's got a pedigree. You know, it had to be somebody with good morals. And values, a top character person, somebody with a little bit of an ego, and somebody who's devoted his life to helping people at all levels, not just one or at the high level. And as far as top trainer of the year, it goes to Don Saladino. Don Saladino, he trains Blake Lively. He trains, her husband, Ryan Reynolds. He's got a long list of celebrity clients. He trains out of his backyard, the barn. If you're not following him on Instagram, you need to. He really, truly is an incredible wealth of knowledge. He's your everyday guy. He's a dad. He's a girl dad, a father, a husband. You know, he's a healthy eater. He runs retreats. He's realistic. I think he's just an incredible trainer. I think that why he doesn't have millions and millions of followers is beyond me, but I think he is the trainer of the year. And who he hangs out with and who he collaborates with and who he uses to help him with information and what he knows is just next level. Like, I definitely think that. Which now can go into the top fitness podcast of the year goes to Huberman, Dr. Alan Huberman. He is a Stanford professor, I believe. The man is dropping knowledge. He's got some pretty long podcasts, and the first 10 minutes of his podcast, I want to like be like the downside of him is like it's all promo stuff. So if you can just fast forward for the first 10 minutes, he drops a lot of great knowledge, and he's an educator. And I think that that's one of the great things when you're looking in health and fitness. I would say he's the top educator of health and fitness. It goes to Huberman. There are some things, in all fairness, that, you know, like people will be like, oh, there were some downsides to him this year. And, you know, he's in some bad, and, you know, I don't know what he's involved in with scandals or, you know, some bad stuff, cancel culture, all the stuff. Right. I think that, you know, his information is, you know, second to none as far as a podcast. And I'm happy that he started one so that he could fill my brain. I will tell you that his podcast on alcohol was one of the most informative and enlightening podcasts you could ever listen to about alcohol, the use of alcohol, its effects, what it does to the body, in the body, why it does what it does. It was crazy intense, and it was incredible. So, Huberman, you're the man, dude. Happy top podcaster in the health and fitness space of 2024. I just need to make sure that I don't have any more. Oh, guys, Healthy Dad of the Year. I think that this is an important one. The Healthy Dad of the Year. Like, this is one that I was trying to figure out, like, you know, like how I would name this one. But when I started to follow him, and I followed him for years back in his CrossFit days, and he's just a guy that shows up. He's always a guy that steps forward. He's always a guy that, you know, has been faced with, you know, dealing with the best in the world, and he's never backed down. And, you know, which means, you know, every challenge he's ever faced, you know, he's at the top. He's always on the leaderboard. He's in the top three, no matter what, of what he's ever done. And this comes to no surprise that he's in the top three here too. But if you follow along with him in his year, you will see that he's got top values in his family. He has, in his fatherhood, in his fitness, and they all co-mingle together. And they have a strong relationship to each other. His daughter has been through some medical challenges and some emotional challenges. And he works out with his son on a daily basis. He does Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He does that with his son. You know, he trains. He also has something that where he goes to a parking lot and he does parking lot fitness with a bunch of men and guys. And he does that for free, I believe, on Saturdays once a week. He just shows up and gives people a place to do hard things. And it's impressive of everything that he's done since I've started following him, since his CrossFit days. But this year, it just seemed that, you know, and he's just an incredible dad. Like, I saw it. Like it all came together this year. So, Jason Kalipa, thanks for all of the content. I've been following you. You get the 2024 Healthy Father of the Year Award. I probably could have given you the Healthy Husband of the Year Award as well. You're a good dude, man. Thanks for putting out great content. Great. Thanks for being a great inspiration. And just overall, thanks, man. You're a stand-up guy. And if people aren't following him, or if you're a dude and you're listening to this and you're looking for somebody to follow, any one of the people that I mentioned are great follows for you. I would add all these people in as tools for you to be able to get some incredible knowledge. Let me just see. Hold on. I dropped my phone. So hold on here. Let's see if I left anything out as far as I feel like I left a couple things out. Meanwhile, if you guys could, during this time where I'm looking, like, subscribe, comment, send me a DM, let me know what you thought, you know, of this podcast, of the awards. Let me know if I miss an award that you would have liked to seen, or if you wanted to know a top award that I would give in a different area, let me know. But I think that those are my awards in general, and I didn't want to make this to be a very long podcast, but hopefully these tools, these people are going to be able to help you in living out your healthy life in 2025. And if there's anything that I can do to help you live out your healthy life in 2025, hit me up, because this will be the year that I'm going to teach people how to select their programs, assess where they're at, develop healthy habits and patterns that they can progress and regress so that they can get fit and stay fit. That is my ultimate goal, and then combining that to create your own fit identity, whoever you want to be. I want you to be yourself, but I want you to be as healthy as you can as yourself, and I want you to be able to combine that through thinking bigger, eating better, and moving more. So if you have any questions, hit me up, but please, again, like, subscribe, comment, let me know, and if you don't agree with me, let's banter, let's talk. I can appreciate other people's opinions and thoughts, but until then, I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks a lot.